Hello, it is terrific to be here for Book Club once again. There are so many incredible books, so many books that really are pushing the boundaries of the way we write, the way we understand narrative and perspective. And it's just such a book that I've brought for you today, Yumna Kassab's Australiana. Yumna Kassab is a writer from Western Sydney. Her work has been featured in Kill Your Darlings, Mianjin, and the Sydney Morning Herald, amongst others. Yumna's debut book is the critically acclaimed and much prize-listed The House of Yusuf. And just like a little editorial interjection here, I've recently started reading The House of Yusuf, and it is incredible. Maybe a future book club, but that came out a couple of years ago. Now, the subject of today's book club is Yumna's debut novel, Australiana. Australiana takes us to the northeastern New South Wales region around Tamworth, an area that Yumna lived in for many years as a teacher. Across diverse and interwoven sections, Yumna Kassab weaves a tale of a region overwhelmed by drought and struggling to reconcile itself to the threat of oblivion that the lack of rain brings. The book travels across literary styles and moves through time to evoke the region and the people who live there. The opening section, entitled The Town, moves in tightly narrated vignettes that link each other via small details, almost talismans. Yumna describes her inspiration as the tales of the 1001 nights, where every evening the story dangles, linking to the next to ensure the continued telling and life of Scheherazade. And you can almost feel this in the book as we move from character to character, staying within the town that is trying to survive day for day. In the interlinking tales, I felt the kind of bonds of community that bring people together, whether near or far, everyone knows a little something of each other, and these links forge the greater whole. In the telling of the stories in Australiana, we become privy to the minds of the town, riding alongside them as they face the increasingly dry landscape. In these perspectives, we see something of what keeps each person on the land and the extremes that may yet drive them off it. In the section entitled The Blind Side, we sit and we listen as the narrator tells the story of Barry to Barry's son. Now missing, the narrator weaves a tale that encompasses, including Barry and the narrator, a group of young friends moving to the city and their various fates away from the town. As the only one to return to the town that they grew up in, the narrator has some suspicion and disdain for his old friends, but remains steadfast even as Barry finds himself with the town turning against him. Through the changing fortunes of Barry and the struggles of the narrator to stay true to his friend, we learn a little more of how the land pulls at people in a way that perhaps we can never know in the city. Australiana is a unique and fascinating novel, both for its subject and its ever-shifting style. The name Australiana seems to evoke a kind of nationalistic kitsch. I imagined Henry Lawson and Dorothea McKellar kicking the footy, while Banjo Paterson burns sausages on the barbie. But the result is a work that challenges some of the sacred cows of white Australian ruggedness, whilst also taking us to look closer at environments that we often take for granted or see as perhaps only regional jaunts. In describing the book, Yumna Kassab told me that she shies away from the term novel in favour of an ecosystem. The book seeks to encompass the human and the non-human, living and organically inert, to more fully encompass that sense of place and life. The book is at turns serious and absurd, challenging and evocative, and offers a unique perspective on our world. So the subject of today's book club was Yumna Kassab's Australiana. It's out now from Ultimo Press. Thank you for welcoming me back for book club. I'm sorry, I seem to have had a local cockatoo joining us there for a few moments. If you would like to find out more, Yumna will actually be coming on Final Draft. So tune in every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. and I will be back next week for more book club. As always, I wish you happy reading. Bye now.